This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack in Kashmir will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Pahalgam, which occurred on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism. He said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger, and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
पीड़ित परिवारों के प्रति हर भारतीय के मन में गहरी संवेदना है. भले वो किसी भी राज्य का हो, वो कोई भी भाषा बोलता हो, लेकिन वो उन लोगों के दर्द को महसूस कर रहा है जिन्होंने इस हमले में अपने परिजनों को खोया है. मुझे एहसास है हर भारतीय का खून आतंकी हमले की तस्वीरों को देखकर खौल रहा है. पहलगाम में हुआ ये हमला आतंक के सरपरस्तों की हताशा को दिखाता है.
The Prime Minister asserted that the biggest strength in this war against terrorism is the unity of the country and solidarity of the 140 crore Indians. He added that this unity is the basis of the country's decisive fight against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ इस युद्ध में देश की एकता, 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की एकजुटता हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है. यही एकता आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी निर्णायक लड़ाई का आधार है. हमें देश के सामने आई इस चुनौती का सामना करने के लिए अपने संकल्पों को मजबूत करना है. हमें एक राष्ट्र के रूप में दृढ़ इच्छा शक्ति का प्रदर्शन करना है. आज दुनिया देख रही है इस आतंकी हमले के बाद पूरा देश एक स्वर में बोल रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi said that condolences are continuously pouring in from all over the world following the terror attack. He said global leaders have called him up and written letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही हैं. मुझे भी ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं, पत्र लिखे हैं. इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सबने कठोर निंदा की है. उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है. पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में साथ खड़ा है. मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को फिर भरोसा देता हूं, उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा, न्याय मिलकर रहेगा. इस हमले के दोषियों और साजिश रचने वालों को कठोरतम जवाब दिया जाएगा.
The Prime Minister paid tributes to Dr. K. Kasturirangan, who passed away 2 days ago, saying that the nation has lost a great scientist. He said Dr. Kasturirangan's contributions in lending new heights to science, education and India's space program shall always be remembered. Talking about the earthquake that struck Myanmar last month, the Prime Minister said India immediately started Operation Brahma to assist in relief and rescue operations. The Indian team set up a field hospital there, and a team of engineers helped in assessing the damage to important buildings and infrastructure. The Prime Minister stated that many heart-touching examples of courage, patience and ingenuity came to light in this crisis. The Prime Minister said that on the 10th of May, the anniversary of the first freedom struggle will be observed. On the 26th of April, the death anniversary of the hero of the 1857 revolution, Babu Veer Kunwar Singh, will be observed. The Prime Minister said that the nation has to keep the inspiration of such freedom fighters alive. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has begun the process of formally taking over the Pahalgam terror attack case following orders from the Home Ministry. The NIA teams, which have been camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday, have intensified the search for evidence. The NIA said in a statement that the teams, overseen by an IG, a DIG and an SP from the anti-terror agency, are examining the eyewitnesses who have seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in New Delhi after attending the funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu paid homage to Pope Francis at the St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City yesterday. She was accompanied by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. And that is the end of this news bulletin.